Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is 95.7 The Game, broadcasting live from the DGDG.com studios in downtown San Francisco in crystal clear FM. Now, here's Chad, Joe, and Lo.
It's 8:02. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We're going to talk with Javier Lopez. He's coming up at 8:30. The Giants getting ready for a 10-game road trip, including four in Chicago against the Cubs. How will they bounce back and get back on the right track? Now, the question is, we're talking about Colin Kaepernick. They're playing a big game tomorrow in San Diego from the standpoint that they're going to be honoring the military. And we know Colin Kaepernick's stance when it comes to the national anthem. So we put this out there. There's a hashtag on Twitter, Veterans for Kaepernick. So I'm putting it out there to all you vets or active military personnel, 888-957-9570. Who better to speak on this than you? If Kaepernick goes out there and doesn't stand for the national anthem tomorrow in San Diego, is he disrespecting the military? Or do you or are you a part of the hashtag Veterans for Kaepernick? 888-957-9570. Let's get this thing started. Let's go out to Fremont and bring on Joey. Joey, good morning. Thanks for the call. Where do you stand on this?
Morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Joey, where do you stand on this? Do you think Cap is disrespecting the military if he doesn't stand?
I think he is absolutely disrespecting the military if he doesn't stand. You can't have it both ways. He wants it both ways right now.
Thank you, Joey. 888-957-9570. Let's go out to John in Concord. John, good morning. Thanks for the phone call. Where do you stand on this Kaepernick issue with tomorrow night being in San Diego?
Oh, read the book American Sniper. My dad flew for 30 years in the Navy during the Vietnam crisis. This is my thing. It's not about black and white. It's about arrogance and stupidity. If you're protesting about something you don't have any knowledge about, and you use a platform such as he's using, it's embarrassing. I think Colin could have done it a better way. He could have written a letter or, you know, something like that. Somebody said the other day about some of the vets that stand up in their wheelchairs. JT the Brick did a pretty good thing about talking about, you know, he gets pretty emotional about people that wear their hats and stuff like that. Go to another country and do what he did and have your left arm chopped off or, you know, be incarcerated or killed for the rest of your life. You know, it's embarrassing. Especially in San Diego, like Lo said, he's pretty well-spoken. My dad was stationed down around there. I'll never forget, I'm almost 60 years old. In 1969, I was home off cruise, and we went to Seattle International Raceway, and that's kind of the hippie movement and stuff like that. And, you know, the older I got, it was great at 10 years old, but the older I got, I thought about how disrespecting they were to my dad back then. And, you know, the only reason he can play football and go to college is because of the military, and that's the only reason we can do what we do is because of the military. So he could have chosen a better platform. San Francisco Police Department wrote him a letter.
Hey, John, I got to let you go because your connection's a little bit off. We do appreciate the phone call.
He makes some great points, but again, it circles back to this question. When he says, try going and doing that in another country and see what ends up happening to you. Well, isn't that what makes America great? Isn't that what makes America America? The opportunity to be allowed to stand up and express your views? That's where this whole thing gets very murky. That's where the debate really stems from. It's not so much that he's expressing First Amendment rights. It's about how he did it. And on one hand, you'll have that. We'll try doing it somewhere else. You can only do that here, so show some respect. Right, because the military does fight so that we have that right. But what good is the right if we can't express it? What good is the right if the only time you're allowed to use it is in a convenient manner? I'm okay with your First Amendment rights if it is in regards to puppies at 5 o'clock on a Friday over cocktails. Where the First Amendment really comes into play is in situations like this. uncomfortable situations regarding topics some people might not want to talk about but need to be discussed.
Veterans, active military, where do you stand on the Kaepernick issue? Let's go out to CJ in Sausalito, 888-957-9570. CJ, you're a veteran, and you think Kappish, he's not there? 888-957-9570. Let's go out to George in Fairfield. George, where do you stand with Kaepernick?
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Very well.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm not a Kaepernick fan, but I believe in what he's doing for his right. He's got the right to do that. And as a military member, he never said anything bad about the military, never said anything bad about our country as a whole. He just believes in the rights of other people and people of minority and color being mistreated by higher authority, and that needs to change. But my thing is that if he wants to make a big change and put a significant dent in people's opinions, then with the money that he's making, why not put some of that towards education and educate the public and the people so that we have a better outcome and a better future? A lot of it has to do with education. If we can educate our people and our public so that we can all get along and understand each other's cultures much better, I think we'd have a better society in the long run, and people wouldn't be looking at him in such a bad light.
George, thanks for the phone call.
I mean, yes, he picked the wrong time to do so. He picked the wrong time to do so, but I understand where he's coming from, and he has every right to do what he's doing. That's
George,
why we fight for our country.
George, appreciate the call.
Great
and that,
call,
and that's something that both Joe and Lo have hit on is, you know, putting money into education because that's where it starts. Let's go out to Fremont and bring on Sal. Sal is a veteran. Sal, good morning. Thanks for the phone call. Where do you stand with Kaepernick? You angry?
Initially, when I first heard about this, I was outraged, like a lot of my buddies, you know, that's also served were. I'm not as upset about that, what his action was, because he does have the right to do that. What I'm upset, and overall what's been going on the past, you know, a few years or so, this whole Black Lives, but everything, all it's doing, instead of raising awareness, it's just further dividing this country. And that's what I have an issue with most of all. If you're going to do something that brings people together. Do something that's helpful. Do something that's positive. Don't have people choose a side. If you're going to protest about something, doing it in a manner where everyone collectively, as a majority, because you're never going to have, you know, everyone agree on one thing, but have a, you know, something where everyone can say, okay, I can see where he's coming from without, you know, to being too disrespectful to, you know, either to veterans or to, you know, people who would love the flag and everything like that. That's just my take on that.
But if we all agreed on something, it wouldn't be an issue. We all agree that ice cream tastes great. We're not protesting ice cream. We all don't agree on how certain segments of society are treated. Therefore, there needs to be a discussion. That's where this comes into play. This country was founded on disagreement. We didn't all show up here in America and decide, hey, let's form this country and do things this way. You had the American Revolution with the British because there was a disagreement with how Americans were being taxed. Not Americans at the time, but that name would come later. The Civil War was another disagreement over a very important issue at the time that still has ramifications today. If we're all in agreement on something, it's not an issue. It's ice cream. It's rainbows. It's sunshine. It's the sound of the ocean. When we disagree, that's generally where we have an issue that needs to be addressed and needs to be improved upon.
Let's get a female perspective. Let's go out to Santa Rosa. Jenna, good morning. Thanks for the phone call. Where do you stand with Cap?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, the way I look at it is when you sign on a dotted line like I have and thousands, millions of other people have, you don't have the right to pick and choose what you're defending. You defend all of it. And he has the right to do that. And the way I look at it is he wants to bring attention to the matter. Well, he's done that. He's done that in spades.
Big time.
And he's also brought a lot of attention on himself. And so he needs to be aware of the attention and do something positive with that attention that he's being given.
Appreciate the phone call, Jenna. Let's grab another veteran here. Let's go out to San Ramon. Carrie. Carrie, good morning. You have no problem with him sitting out?
I personally feel that, you know, if he wants to sit out and make, you know, call attention, that's great. But why now? Why is he just sitting out now? Why hasn't he done it before? And what
he
is he actually doing?
Well, he did for the first two preseason games, but I'm assuming what you're referring to is why didn't we see this last year or the year before, the year he was quarterbacking the Super Bowl team.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Well, sometimes things need to happen in your life in order for you to see the world in a different way. We viewed airport security one way prior to 9/11. We viewed the way we travel around this country very, very differently afterwards. It's a dramatic comparison, a dramatic analogy, I understand. But sometimes something dramatic has to happen in your life for that awakening moment. I'm not even saying Collins had that. Who knows if Colin...
If his traumatic experience is what he was about to get cut, so now he's going to step, start to stand up for something. And is it only sitting on the bench, or is he out in his community actually doing the work? Because I guarantee you, a lot of veterans like myself are actually out in their community making a difference and trying to make a difference.
Shouldn't we at least give him an opportunity that if this is the beginning of something he's trying to do, shouldn't we at least give him the opportunity to see what happens?
Yes, I totally challenge him to show proof and get out there in his community and make a difference. And then as a law enforcement officer's wife, I also challenge him not to put the blame on someone else until he gets out in his community and does the work himself.
I think a lot of people would agree with your opinion on that.
Carrie, thanks for the phone call. 888-957-9570.
See, that's where this movement on behalf of Kaepernick is going to live and die in what he does next. That seems to be the very, you can side wherever you want on so many of these issues, but if he fails in his next step, if the only thing that's going to happen is him continuing to sit and then eventually the Niners squash it or the NFL gets involved and says, yeah, we understand what you're doing, stay in the locker room, that's in order, you're not coming out until the anthem's done. If that's it for Kaepernick, I mean, that's it for Kaepernick, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's next is going to be important financially, in terms of time commitments. Very, very important what's going to happen next. Are you going to start a foundation? Who are you going to be working with? How come you haven't spoken with LeBron James? Where's Dwayne Wade? Where's Carmelo Anthony? Where's Chris Paul? These guys stood up at the ESPYs and said, we want other athletes and people of prominence to stand up on the issue. Well, Colin did. How come those guys haven't formed a coalition yet? Where is everybody?
And it's just like when people talk about, okay, all police officers aren't grabbing. I major in criminal justice. I have a bunch of friends that are police officers, and love them to death. All officers aren't bad. All black people aren't bad. But it's a situation. That's why I'm saying that you can't just look at the officers. You got to look at the cause and effect. When you see all the black on black crime, and that's the thing about it. When you say Black Lives Matter, if Black Lives Matter, then why is there so many black on black crime? See, and that's the thing I think that white America have a hard time dealing with, because they see the issues that I'm talking about in Chicago, 20, 30 people dying in the weekend. And people are saying, well, why is that? Because there is a cause, because there's no other alternatives for people. So they're selling drugs, doing any things. And who put that there? So it's way deeper. It's way more rooted than we're dealing with. We're just dealing on those things that are on the surface instead of going back. Because you got to go back in order to go forward.
Well, clearly you all still want to talk about this. Phone lines are hopping. How would you handle the situation tomorrow in San Diego where they're going to honor the military if you're calling Kaepernick? 888-957-9570. It's 8:15. Chad, Joe and Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
Are the San Francisco Giants looking ahead to the Cubs series? Javi Lopez joins us coming up at 8:30. Now, back to Chad, Joe and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
8:18. Thanks for your time. Chad, Joe and Lowe. Football season just right around the corner. A full slate of games tomorrow and Friday. It's freaking awesome. We're taking your phone calls right now. You all still are feeling passionate about this Colin Kaepernick situation. And tomorrow night, the Niners are in San Diego to take on the Chargers, where they're going to honor the military. Where do you stand? How should he handle that? 888-957-9570.
Why is Chip Kelly the one from the 49ers who has to answer all these questions?
That's a great question, because he's put in a position.
Go back through in time. Let's separate from the act itself. Let's just separate and focus on the business aspect of this. If you're trying to run a team, if you're in the business of winning football games, right? If you're in the business of, and this is important, selling seats, because right now this team's having trouble putting butts in the seats, and they're likely going to have that trouble again this season based on what people expect of this product in 2016. You have the falling out with Harbaugh. Okay, it happens. Egos get in the way. We get it. People have creative differences. You move on to Tom Sula, everyone knows that's probably going to be a bad move, but we'll at least give it a bit of a try. It's a disaster, and you move on from him. Here comes Chip Kelly. A lot of people feel that Chip got a raw deal in Philly, that Chip would succeed if given the right chance. I was one of those people. Philly went south for a variety of reasons. It all ended up on his plate. It was not all his fault. All right. There's a lot that belongs on Howie Roseman's plate, the general manager, but he is very, very good. Very, very slippery when it comes to taking responsibility. He did it under the Andy Reid tenure when Joe Banner was there. The guy is very good at avoiding responsibility. So you bring in Chip. And the thought process is, all right, we got this new stadium. We got some trouble with the roster. The fan base isn't exactly thrilled right now. Let's find a way to kind of rebrand ourselves. Now, I thought the best way to do that was to go out and draft a quarterback. Maybe trade up and get Jared Goff. Send the message that it's a new era. But okay, you want to go defense and figure out quarterback later. I get it. It's going to be a three-year rebuild. Watson watch. October 29th at Florida State. But you bring in Chip, and at the very least, you give him a four-year deal, and you're saying, look, it's your team. As a member of the front office and as an owner. Now, the owner doesn't have to get involved like Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft. You can kind of lay in the weeds. That's okay if you want to do that, Jed York. You hire these people to do this for you. So I'm not going to fault you for that. But if you're hiring this guy and Chip Kelly to come in and do a job, and it's the first year and you haven't even played a single game yet, and you know you've got an uphill battle based on the teams in your division, the teams in the NFC, the lack of perceived talent on your roster, questions at the quarterback position, wouldn't you at the very least think, look, let's do what it takes to put Chip in a situation to try to succeed. Let's not add additional nonsense to his plate. Here comes the Colin Kaepernick situation that starts last week. It becomes the biggest story in America, both sports and otherwise. This is all over Fox News, CNN. This is everywhere. And you don't hear from Balky. You don't hear from York. You only hear from Chip. Chip is out there facing the firing squad every single day. Now, is that the best way for your head coach to get his team prepared for San Diego?
No.
Is that the best way for your head coach to get his team ready for week one against Los Angeles?
Nope.
No, it's not. You got to come down as a front office. What are you doing up there, Balky? I know you're on the hot seat, and I know the best thing for you right now is to avoid everything. Somebody else has to chip in here. Oh, God, I can't believe I said it like that. Somebody else has to help out here. Somebody else has to get involved. As an organization, one thing the 49ers have made clear over the last 2 years, they are not unified. We have seen that. Quarterback disgruntlement, front office, coaches, owners, there's a problem. At the very least, present a unified front. It doesn't mean agreeing with Colin, but when you release that press statement and then that's it, someone else needs to speak. Don't allow Chip to take all this heat. You're just setting the guy up for failure. You're making his job harder than it needs to be.
I give him credit, too. I watched that presser, saw him talk yesterday. He's very even keel, and he's handled himself very well.
Guys, the NFL, no one's saying anything because this is a sensitive issue. We've been talking about it for 3 days. I mean, it's not just us talking about it. It's just a nationwide story because there's issues that are going on, and people can, you know, we all agree that maybe we're not the way that he went about doing it. We don't, maybe everyone doesn't like that. A lot of people don't like it. But at the end of the day, this guy put his reputation, his name. He's not necessarily a great football player anymore. But I'm going to tell you right now, it took courage to do what he did because he's ostracized. He's not getting endorsements, beats, and all these people. They're not going to be knocking down his door. Even if what, no matter what, how good this guy plays, people are afraid of uncomfortability. People are afraid to stand up and for the things that they believe. People won't tell the truth in tough situations. See, tough times don't last. Tough people do. So the courage that he's shown, I don't necessarily agree with the way that he did it because, you know, that's not, I would do other ways and I would look at, we know that this is an issue. He maybe shouldn't do it, but this guy stood up. He sat down rather and it's tough. It was tough to do because he's getting killed right now. He's getting criticized hard for what he done.
888-957-9570. Let's go out to Sunnyvale. Brent, you think Cap needs to use this moment to capitalize right now. What do you mean by that?
I think right now I'm a 22-year veteran, retired in 2010, but I still work for the DOD.
Thank you.
I don't necessarily support what he did, how he did it. But I think he has obviously everybody says, you know, he has the ability to do this, and I totally agree with that. But positive and progressive conversation can happen or it can fail tonight. He can capitalize on his position. If he comes out of the locker room, he can capitalize on his position by turning and saluting the crowd, which is going to be full of veterans. If he does not do that, I don't think anything positive or progressive can continue. If he chooses to sit, then he's not going to, you know, it's just going to exacerbate the issue.
Appreciate that phone call, Brent. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Antioch. Adam, good morning. How do you think Kaepernick should handle that situation in San Diego?
Good morning, guys. First time caller, long time listener.
Appreciate that.
So as a veteran myself of 7 years, I feel like Cap, he could really let his message stand, and he can also make clear that he's not against the military by maybe standing and facing the crowd during the national anthem. Make sure that he's still getting his point across, and also making clear that he's not against the military.
Appreciate that. 888-957-9570. Good calls, good reaction once again, and we'll get back to this. But right now, Raider fans, we do have some good news for you. Final preseason game tomorrow against the Seahawks as you get prepared for that opener against the Saints. Caller number five right now. Caller five, 888-957-9570, will receive a pair of tickets for the Seahawks and Raiders tomorrow at the Coliseum. 7 o'clock kick. You can catch all the action right here, starting with the opening drive. Towny and Romo at 5. You can catch it on your home of the Raiders, 95.7 The Game. Sister stations 102.9 KBLX and 98.5 KFOX, or streaming at 957thegame.com. Caller 5 right now, 888-957-9570. Pair of tickets, Seahawks and Raiders tomorrow night at the Coliseum. Now for the Giants, they're getting ready to take off on a 10-game road trip. How do they get this ship turned around? We'll talk with Javier Lopez. 826, Chad, Joe, and Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
Former NFL tight end and Super Bowl champion Ben Utek joins us coming up at 9. Now, back to Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
It's 8:31, Chad, Joe, and Lowe, 95.7 The Game. Thanks for your time. We're reaching out to Javier Lopez. He should be with us here in a few moments. Giants getting ready for a little matinee action against the Diamondbacks. Mini two-game set before they head out on a 10-game road trip. Wow. Bad news for the Vikings, Joe. Teddy Bridgewater, one of the bright young quarterbacks in the league, goes down with a torn ACL and other damage to his knee. He's out for the year. And now the Vikings are one of those teams that has to ask that question, where do we go from here? It's brutal.
You look to the quarterback position in next year's draft, because there's no guarantees Teddy Bridgewater's coming back from this injury. Dislocated knee, fully torn ACL, they're not making the playoffs this year. Neither is Dallas. And that really opens up a couple dark horse spots in the NFC. Tampa Bay and famous Jameis at 80-1 right now? Kind of looks interesting.
We got a lot more on this. Very happy to go to the phones. 4 World Series championships. He's part of your San Francisco Giants bullpen. Javier Lopez with Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. Javi, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Very well. Boy, I tell you what, the dog days of August. How you doing, my man?
We're in it. We're in the thick of it. Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is we could just keep the interview going from week to week, and it sounds the same so far. I don't like it. We need to clean it up a little bit.
Yeah, frankly, I hate asking you that question when you guys are going through the big slumps like this. How you doing, Javi? Because I know what the answer is going to be. But, you know, I know Buster Posey last night said that he's getting tired of answering the same questions, and I know you are. But what is the mood with the guys? Are you still confident? And, I mean, I guess if you knew at the beginning of the year you're going to be in this position where you're a couple of games out of first in the West, you would take it. But what is the mood?
I do think the guys are confident. I do think you know, obviously the results have been getting a little bit better for us. Last night didn't go our way. But I really do think when Matt Moore had that start out in L.A., guys kind of realized that we are a good club again. And we can play, and we can not only compete with the Dodgers, but we're better than the Dodgers when we play the games that we can play. And I do think it's lifted everybody up. I mean, we came home, we won a series. And obviously last night we just had one bad inning from Johnny had one bad inning, and we just couldn't capitalize on with Greinke pitching against us. But I do think we're really close now. I do think a lot of guys are believing in what's happening. And you play a whole season so you can play meaningful games in September, and that's where we are right now.
Javi, what's it like with September call-ups? A lot of young guys, a lot of different guys that you don't see throughout the year are going to come up and join the club. And not only that, you're going to have the 4-game series against the Cubbies this weekend. That's the smallest visiting clubhouse and visiting dugout in all of MLB. How are you guys going to fit? Who gets priority?
We're going to get nice and cozy in there. You know, it's the training room, you're going to have to take a number. It's that small. There's about 2 tables in the training room in there. So It's gonna be tight. We're gonna get to know each other really well in these 4 days coming up this weekend, and September call-ups are, it's a great thing because there's a lot of guys that have been running out there every day that could use an extra day of rest and that kind of thing, and it'll give Bochy that opportunity to sit some of the guys that he can. And as far as the pitching's concerned, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of lefties coming up and righties and relievers, not only just maybe a starter or two, but plenty of relievers. So we're going to be playing matchups pretty much the entire game. And, you know, it's a breath of fresh air to get some call-ups up here, but, you know, you just wish it wasn't in Chicago where it is the size of a shoebox.
Pitching in Wrigley Field. Now, obviously, the accommodations are one thing, but where does that rank for you? You've had the pleasure of being all over Major League Baseball. You've pitched at Fenway Park. You've tried everything. What's it like at Wrigley Field, especially for a series of this magnitude?
Wrigley's always pretty special. I feel like, you know, it's an iconic ballpark. It's the second oldest ballpark in the league, and, you know, you appreciate that. I really do. When you can go in there and the renovations that they've done, obviously they've updated the things that they needed to do, but the field and the stadium itself is still nostalgic, and I think that's what I appreciate about it. And when they're playing for something, which the Cubs, again, are good this year, it's going to make for a fun series. We get to measure ourselves yet again against the best in the league and see where you stack up. And, you know, we passed the test a couple months ago, but we had a different team then, and so did they. And, you know, so it'll be a big four-game set. You know, we're really – I know I'm excited. A lot of guys are excited. And, you know, it's a true test. This is a long, tough road trip for us, but this is going to make our season if we play really well.
Giants reliever Javier Lopez joining Chad, Joe, and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. All right, shoot us straight. What's the opinion in the clubhouse of Tim Tebow trying to make it in Major League Baseball?
You know what? I gotta give him credit. He's a heck of an athlete. I think if anybody saw him yesterday, he's absolutely yoked and just looks like an absolute monster in a baseball uniform. I think guys are just kind of indifferent with it. You know, it's everybody thinks they can play this game, and it's fun to watch guys try to do it. It doesn't look – I know it's not as sexy and explosive game as, you know, football and basketball as far as athleticism, but it does take a lot of hand-eye coordination and things like that. And, you know, I think everybody's just kind of just watching watching it just like everybody else was. I know I personally think, you know, good for him that he's going to give it a shot. He's a tremendous athlete, but you know, I just don't think it's going to be as quick as he might be thinking it might be to get to the big leagues.
How would it be more beneficial if you trained me, if I came out of retirement to play? Would you be more on my side than Tim Tebow? That's the question.
I mean, absolutely. I think one thing for sure, if I got you throwing from the outfield, I wouldn't have you doing the three-finger throw that he had going yesterday. I'd teach you to go two, for sure.
Hey, Hob, on a serious note, what is the biggest deal when you think about looking at teams with not winning record and teams with winning records? How do you guys get confidence to beat a team with a winning record, a team that seems like going to head to the playoffs? How do you guys keep those, you know, keep those motions back and in the back of your head to saying, okay, we can do this? Because, you know, seems of late it's been hard kind of struggling against a team that's winning.
Yeah, it's tough to get going. There's no doubt about it. Again, I think now we're at the point where it's, what do we got, about 30 games left, and it's going to be a sprint now. It's no longer the marathon. You can't say we can get them another day. We really do have to focus in on winning today, getting off to a good road trip, and it really is about doing those kind of things now. It's really forcing the issue. You know, some of the guys are going to have to play through some pain, some aches and pains, because we need them out there. I mean, our team is just, we can't afford to be sitting and letting some things slide. You know, a lot of guys are going to have to play through some stuff, and this is where you test your moxie. You see what you're made of. And again, the September call-ups are going to be great. They're going to be some reinforcements, but the guys that got you here are the guys that are going to get you all the way to the end. And I think that's what you just got to rally around, is going out there and focusing as hard as you can for 3 hours. Give it all you got, and then after that, let it go. You know, win, loss, or otherwise, let it go. But for 3 hours, get that fine focus. And it's not easy, but in September, it becomes a lot easier, trust me.
Javier Lopez with Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game. All right, Javi, another question for you. Colin Kaepernick, what are your thoughts on his decision to sit during the national anthem in order to raise social awareness? And after that, what's the majority of thoughts in the clubhouse?
Man, we're still talking about Kaepernick. Well, you know, I appreciate the fact that in this country you can do what you want, and this his form of protest. I appreciate that he's got a cause and that he's doing it for a reason. For me, I would have found maybe a different way to go about it, besides sitting for the national anthem. I do think the overall just general respect for the country, I think trumps any sort of political or mainstream protest that you're trying to put forth. But I do appreciate the fact that he's standing up for something. I got to imagine that it's got to be a difficult decision to do. And then for anybody, not only just a player in the NFL, but for anybody to take a stand through some sort of racial injustice and be able to know that you're going to be vilified for it and still do it. I mean, you got to give them some credit for that. But, you know, I would have just found a different way to do it. I don't know what way I would have picked, but, you know, sitting for the anthem is not one that I would have chosen. And I think probably in the clubhouse, I don't want to speak for the guys, but, you know, we listen to the anthem 162 times a year, and it's just something that it's something that everyone tries to show respect for, and I would imagine that most people would probably say the same thing, that they would have just found a different way to protest.
Javi, what's the likelihood that Sabian and Evans were the masterminds behind the waiver claim for Yasiel Puig?
I think there's there's probably a decent amount of that. You know, why not? You know, you want to poke the bear when you can. So if that's what they did, it'd be fine. You know, he's still a tremendous talent. The guy's 20, I think he's 25, 26 years old. So he's got ability. I don't think the question marks are what he can do on the field. It's just how you can wrangle him in from the other distractions that Major League Baseball brings.
Can you imagine being 6'3", 255, 7.5% body fat as a baseball player like Tebow?
That's how I am. I mean, you guys haven't checked me out, I guess. That's cool.
Sorry for the disrespect there, Javi.
I mean, he fills out a uniform. There's no doubt about it. The guy looks, he's an athlete.
Oh, one other question. Noah Syndergaard had an exception or took exception to this last night. Where do you stand when it comes to the wave? Should it be banned in all of American sports, or do you like it?
The wave?
Yes.
Oof. You know what? I'm not a huge fan of the wave, but, you know, as a parent with little kids mm-hmm. who can't focus for more than about 5 seconds, and if that gets them to lock it in for a little bit, then, hey, bring on the wave. But, yeah, I'm good without it. I like San Francisco, the fact that they don't do the wave, so I appreciate that. But I do like that in Milwaukee, when you play the Brewers, they do slow motion wave. Now, that's impressive when you can do that and have the whole stadium go slow motion on the wave. You know, so there's different variations. You should try some different things out.
Javier Lopez, 4-time World Series champ and a master of all sorts of knowledge. Javi, good luck today and enjoy that 10-game road trip, man. Come back with some wins, baby.
Yeah, that's the plan. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Javier Lopez, Giants. They're going to be in action today. They finish up that mini 2-game set against the Diamondbacks looking for a split. The first pitch will be at 12:45. You can catch it on CSN Bay Area.
Some breaking news as the A's have made it official. Coco Crisp is heading to Cleveland.
Good for him. Chance to play for a winner. That's how the relationship needed to end. The A's did the right thing there.
We'll get the details on that. And speaking of you sports fans out there, should the wave be banned from American sports? It's 8:42, Chad Jonlo, 95.7 The Game.
Former NFL tight end and Super Bowl champion Ben Utek joins us coming up at 9. Now, back to Chad, Joe, and Lowe on 95.7 The Game.
It's 8:45, Chad, Joe, and Lowe, 95.7 The Game. Gentlemen, great news with football season here. The GOAT, Brad Evans from Yahoo Fantasy Sports, tomorrow at 7 a.m.
A lot of big questions. Fantasy drafts are in full swing. We were able to speak with Softy earlier regarding the Seattle running back depth chart, which is huge. Thomas Rawls is a starter. People are paying a big price on him in fantasy drafts. Watch out for Christian Michael. He's been coming on really strong. He has had a tremendous preseason.
Softy said that Jimmy Graham can't block, but do you think he'll have a bounce back year? He's healthy now coming off the injury. Do you think he can get in the mix, in the red zone?
He can be better. He'll never be what he was with Drew Brees. very, very few quarterbacks are capable of making a guy look that good. Sean Payton and Drew Brees together, that was where Jimmy Graham was going to max out. Seattle doesn't run that style of offense. Seattle doesn't play in a dome. A lot of things working against Jimmy Graham there. He needs to be better to justify that trade. But bottom line right now, he's nowhere near or ever will be anywhere near what he did during that time with the Saints.
Football fans, the GOAT tomorrow, Brad Evans, Yahoo Fantasy Sports at 7, and we get the return of Beat the Bookie on Friday with my man, Joe Fortenbaugh. It's time for us to head over to the sports desk, and let's bring in Anna. She has today's Take Your Pick poll question, 95.7 The Game Take Your Pick poll question. It's presented by our great friends from FH Daily and Novato Chevrolet.
Now, last night the Mets won, but somebody was not happy during the game. Noah Syndergaard tweeted out after the game, "Very happy we won, but I want the name and address of the person who started the wave tonight. Hashtag ban the wave. Hashtag resist the urge." So today's question, should the wave be banned from American sports? All right, y'all. So as of right now on 957thegame.com, 75% of the voters say no. You could also vote by going to Twitter at 957thegame. There's 64% of the voters say no. And then let us know what you think by using the hashtag TakeYourPick on Twitter. Should it be banned? Should it not? Let us know what you think.
Joe, where do you come out on this? Should it be banned from American sports?
I never really cared about the wave, for it or against it. I didn't realize until a couple years ago that so many people hated the wave. It just was haters. One of those things to me. It never really was on my radar. If I was sitting there, I'd participate, but I wasn't into it. But I wasn't against it. I was just indifferent. Javi makes a great point, though, when he was just on. The fact that, hey, little kids, it's tough to keep their attention. If this is something that gets them to focus in, lock in for a little bit, I think that's probably a big plus right there. So Javi kind of sold me towards, no, you don't ban it.
Low, 16 years in the National Football League. Are you? Do you like the wave? Do you think it should be banned from American sports? Do you want it to stay?
I think it's awesome. I think you keep it. Don't ban it. I mean, God, it's neat when you're even when you're watching on TV, watching the people stand up and do the wave, see the crowd stand up, especially if they have if there's a theme and they have the whatever the little cards they hold up or and just it's fun. I think the kids love it. I just think not just kids love it. I think fans actually enjoy it. They get behind their team. And I think it's exciting. So keep the wave. Keep the wave.
I'm with you. You know, I'm a corny guy, and I like corny things from time to time. I'm still down with Chris Berman. I grew up with him. I grew up with the wave. And not only that, I lived in the Northwest for 27 years where the wave was born. Why get rid of it? If the fans want to do it and make a ruckus and make noise, and I saw it full force with 60,000-plus in the King Dome and 80,000-plus in a Husky Stadium, it's awesome. And the kids do love it, and that's a bonus. So I'm for it. I think it should stay. Anna?
All right, so first off, it was not created in Seattle. It was actually created right here in Oakland.
What?
Crazy George Henderson. He actually perfected it, first going through hockey and everything, but it was first documented on TV at a game here in Oakland in 1981. Now, you all know that I'm a really positive person, right? Really happy person most of the time, but I will say I think it should be. I think it's a jinx. People always do it at the wrong time. You don't do it when the game is close. You do it when the game is completely out of reach. So the problem is that you should be paying attention to the game. When it's a close game, you don't do the wave, and it is distracting to the players. So I say get rid of the wave, especially in baseball. Not as worried about it when it comes to other sports like football, but for baseball, don't like it. Actually, also, the Rangers have something called StopTheWave.com. So they actually started something there. This is a sign that's actually put up.
Of course they would.
The
it's Texas.
So wave warning issued for Texas. Attention, due to the amount of injury sustained in this ballpark, state of Texas medical officials are advising that persons should not attempt doing the wave at any time.
Well, if you can't do the wave without getting hurt, then you need to go home and rethink your life.
What happens as the arms come down, it hits the open carry guns and the guns just start firing all over the place? Is that the problem in Texas? How about Anna? Who's this girl? Who's this girl coming in here criticizing everything?
I know, I'm so disappointed.
Anna, I like the wave. Why you gotta ruin my good time?
I am a very superstitious person. I think that any time it's a close game and people start doing it all of a sudden.
Well, I disagree with that. I saw that wave going crazy in the Kingdom and saw Rufus Porter kill John Elway, you know, a few times. Not good.
It's a jinx. I'm telling you right now. You can let us know what you think. Go to 957thegame.com. Polls on the right-hand side of the page. Also go to Twitter at 957thegame. Use the hashtag.
Disappointed.
Take your pick. Lots of people weighing in, actually, also on the text line as well. Real quick, from the 707, Anna's spot on. Sen's soccer team was up. Our son's soccer team was up 2-0 this weekend, and our parents started doing the wave. They lost 3-2.
understandable with baseball. Baseball is a slower sport. There's a lot of downtime in between every single element that has to take place in that game. Mm-hmm. But for football, I wouldn't want to be a part of that. There's too much to focus on. Game moves quick. There's a lot I'm trying to pay attention to, trying to have a good time. Probably have a couple beers throwing off my perception as is. I'm fighting a lot of battles out there. Can't be standing up, sitting down when I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Raiders 3rd and 6. You're driving late in the third quarter trying to get back in this game. Like that Pittsburgh game, I can't be a part of some wave. All right? You can't be a part of some wave. I'm trying to zero in. You want to do it at Bryant Denny Stadium for Alabama to a point where they're up 60-0 in the second quarter. Yeah, go ahead. But Alabama, what else you got going on?
Is it just something that's in our generation? Why does everyone have to poo-poo on everything now? It's like, why are you doing the wave? Why are you wearing a jersey? Why are you doing this? It's like everyone's got an issue with everything now.
Imagine if it was the opposite. Imagine if everyone was down for everything. Imagine how cool a place this planet could be if every time something came up, like Kaepernick's thing, if every time something came up, everybody was just down.
Cool, bro.
Well, reach out to us. PenskeAutoSales.com, text line 95795. What are your thoughts on the wave? Should it be banned from American sports? 852, Chad, Joe, and Lowe, 95.7 the game. He can't remember receiving his Super Bowl ring. We're going to talk with former Colts tight end Ben Utek. He's coming up at 9. Before Javi, we started talking about the landscape in the NFC with the injury to Teddy Bridgewater. He's done for the year, and now the Vikings are left scrambling. You both have agreed that they were a legit contender in the NFC before that injury. And now look, we know who the top teams are, but how does this open up for the rest of the NFC, Lowe, with Bridgewater out?
Well, it's a huge blow for Minnesota. I mean, here's a young quarterback that you know came in with Carr. We wanted to see how these guys, the growth process and how these guys are going to compete. We saw him go head-to-head last year. Bridgewater came out on top. Minnesota came in here and beat the Raiders. Here's a guy that they don't ask him to do much because they have a great running back in Adrian Peterson, and they play good defense. So this was that year that you wanted to see this guy try to push the ball down the field more. You want to see him take more chances. So Minnesota lost their leader. I mean, hell, the head coach, he canceled practice because he knew that this was the guy that was going to lead that team. So I think that it does open up a lot of doors, opens a lot of doors for a lot of different quarterbacks, even some quarterbacks maybe even here in San Francisco, like a Colin Kaepernick. I mean, Minnesota is definitely going to be in the quarterback market because they have a good enough team around them to compete. It's not like a team like San Francisco. You can go get a quarterback here, but they don't have the receivers. They don't have the offensive line. They don't have a lot of other weapons to make this team viable to compete. Minnesota has that. So they're going to be in the quarterback market because they feel they have a pretty good team.
Minnesota's done. Dallas is done, at least as it pertains to the playoffs. So that opens up two spots, at least in my opinion, for a couple dark horses. Maybe Tampa Bay and Jameis Winston come along a little bit faster than expected. Maybe Detroit climbs back up there. I don't really see it. One of those spots is going to go to either Washington or New York in the East because the way I see it, Seattle, Arizona, Green Bay, Carolina, no surprises there. They're in. Two spots open. Minnesota, I had them win in the North. They're done. Dallas, I had them win in the East. They're done. That's it. You can tell me all you want about Dak Prescott. Until I see it in the regular season, I'm not going to get behind it. I'll go into it with optimism, but he fell to where he did in the draft for a reason. As it pertains to Rick Spielman, the general manager of the Vikings, now is the time where a general manager's mettle is really tested. You do not push the panic button. You do not go overpay for a guy who's not going to contribute in a big, big way. Granted, Sean Hill's a backup quarterback. Dude's so old, he played in NFL Europe, right? He's not going to be the answer. He's not going to get you the promised land. But how much are you willing to give up in a panic situation like this? Because the other teams with quarterbacks that they can spare, they can smell blood in the water right here. Spielman's got to make the best decision for his club, but he can't be giving away crazy draft picks. He can't be willing to overpay. And I wouldn't even consider calling Trent Baalke to see what's going on in San Francisco. You are opening a new stadium in Minnesota this year. You do not need a guy like Colin Kaepernick who cannot play, coming in there and causing a distraction. There are safer ways to play it. Call Tampa Bay about Mike Glennon. Call Houston about Tom Savage. Maybe kick the tires on Geno freaking Smith with the Jets. You can probably get him cheap. But do not call the 49ers about Colin Kaepernick because he can't play. Mentally, he's clearly not focused. And you don't want him leading the charge into that new stadium. You owe it to the taxpayers, at the very least, to go in there with some kind of game plan, not some guy who's going to be sitting there in the national anthem and causing a crap storm all around that town before they can even take the field for that first game. All right? You got to be smart. Maybe talk to the Raiders about Matt McGloin. He's in a contract year. McGloin doesn't cause problems. He's got some starters experience. What could he do in North Turner's system? The Raiders went out and drafted Connor Cook for a reason. It makes one of the two an asset that could be moved at another time. Would McGloin be a guy you'd be worth kicking the tires on? Or do you realize the importance of this season? If Carr would go down, maybe Connor Cook isn't ready just yet, so you'd want him to keep McGloin around. Interesting situation there. Maybe the Raiders have something to gain from that situation.
Raider fans, at 9:15, we are going to give away a pair of tickets for the game tomorrow night. Final preseason game, Raiders and Seahawks. A pair of tickets we're giving away at 9:15. Your chance to be at the Coliseum and checking out some football before they get on to New Orleans and the regular season. Can you imagine winning the Super Bowl and going through that incredible experience and not being able to remember receiving the ring or the after game party? Our next guest can. We're going to talk with Ben Utecht, 8:57, Chad Joe and Lowe, 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.